Pro Lombardo PAC ad, Nevada Governor Steve Sisol at Cutting Sweetheart Deals. By Catherine Hamilton on September 19, 2022. RGA Nevada PAC, an affiliate of the Republican Governors Association. RGA, released an advertisement hammering Nevada Governor Steve Sisolik's D. record ahead of the November gubernatorial election. The television advertisement, titled Sweetheart Deals, reportedly has more than $1 million behind it and launches Monday. Pay-to-play politician Steve Sisolik gifts donors with government contracts, even ones whose COVID tests failed 96% of the time. And Sisolik's wife took a $250,000, no-bid contract from his cronies while he was governor, the advertisement states. Nevadans are still struggling from Sisolik's lockdowns. Gas, rent, and groceries are crushing their budgets. But instead of helping them, Sisolik's cutting sweetheart deals and taking care of himself. Time for a change, it concludes. Watch. The advertisement refers to reporting from ProPublica, which found that a coronavirus testing contractor called North Shore Clinical Laboratories was able to operate in Nevada without proper licensing and yielded a high rate of negative COVID results for people who actually had the illness, the Nevada Independent reported. The tests were found to have missed 96% of positive coronavirus cases from the University of Nevada, UNR, campus. The publication reported. ProPublica's investigation also found that North Shore used political connections, including contracting with the sons of a close friend to the governor, to fast-track its state laboratory license application and secure testing agreements with five government entities in the state. Those agreements not only gave North Shore the exclusive right to test and bill for thousands of people a week, they also gave its lab a legitimacy lacking among upstart testing companies that had set up shop in strip malls and parking lots across the country. The governor's office called North Shore's behavior despicable, but argued that it opened an investigation and took action to suspend the company's PCR testing and correct deficiencies the first day it was made aware of the issues. His office has agreed to comply with a federal subpoena for documents about the company. The advertisement also refers to reporting from 360 News Las Vegas, which in August of 2021 said that a whistleblower sent them a copy of a no-bid contract between Southern Nevada Water District and Kathy Sisolik's company Hogs, Ong & Associates Incorporated. Ong is Kathy Sisolik's maiden name. The no-bid contract, which pays Sisolik $250,000 for financial consulting services, was approved on July 15, 2021 by the Southern Nevada Water Authority Board, which is made up almost entirely of Clark County Democrats. The contract disclosure attached below does not mention Ong is actually Mrs. Sisolik anywhere. Let's be clear, money going to Kathy Sisolik is money going to Steve Sisolik, 360 News Las Vegas reported. Clark County Sheriff and Republican gubernatorial candidate Joe Lombardo has previously hit out at Sisolik over the report's claims. Sisolik responded by taking to Twitter to accuse Lombardo of doing anything to win. "Attacking my wife is a new low," he tweeted, along with a video in which he called the accusations baseless claims. RGA spokeswoman Maddie Anderson released a statement saying Governor Sisolik has made a mockery of the governor's office. As Nevada families are struggling to pay for basic goods like gas and groceries in the Biden-Sisolik economy, it's clear Sisolik is only looking out for number one, she added. Trump-endorsed Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo is hoping to snag Sisolik's seat in November. Both Sisolik and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, are widely considered to be some of the most vulnerable incumbents ahead of the midterms. Real Clear Politics gives the race a toss-up rating, although an average of recent polling numbers shows Lombardo leading by 1.4 percentage points. Emerson College polling from last week showed Lombardo and Sisolik tied 40% to 40%.